Bitachon for Life, Shir 578, Monday, Parshas Tetzaveh. We are explaining that machsi is something that we should feel naturally. It should be so easy, it should be one of the easiest levels of bitachon. And in a certain sense, it's even easier than miftach, mishon, and tikva. Because those levels are feelings that we don't necessarily feel naturally. To trust Hashem when Achmana Litzlan something is going wrong is very difficult. But machseh is something that we should be feeling anyway. A person that doesn't feel machseh in all fairness is being ungrateful to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do so much for you and you don't feel that you're protected by Hashem? Yes, things are going wrong. We're not minimizing them. We're just maximizing how much is going right. But the reason why we struggle with it is because we notice the out of the ordinary things that take place. Like, for example, a person is studying a huge racket and trying to figure out all its intricate details. And all of a sudden he sees a cockroach running out from a certain valve in the racket. He's going to lose focus on the racket and focus on the cockroach for a second. Why? Because the cockroach is out of the ordinary. It's something that attracted your attention, so you pay attention to it. That's how this world works also, because we tend not to pay so much attention to the day-to-day things that we get from the Rabbeinu Shalom, like we discussed in the story about the person that had the smell in the house. So therefore, it's difficult for us to feel machsi, because we focus on the out of the ordinary, on the Rachmana Litzlan things that are going wrong, and then we don't feel taken care of by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we have to change our mindset to be able to feel machsi. And again, machsi has nothing to do with what's going on. When a person develops a strong feeling of machsi, the goal is to stay in the machsi no matter what's going on. For example, if a person is standing outside and he sees a dangerous person outside, so he goes inside and locks the door. And then all of a sudden he sees another dangerous person and a fight breaking out and this happens and that happens. Nothing changes in his mind. He rolls down the window shades and goes to sleep because he's inside his house. He doesn't care what's going on outside. He's protected. That is the beauty of machsi. A person feels protected by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And even when things that we don't want to happen, Rachmana Litzlan, happen, the feelings of machsi still stand. No matter how many nisyonos a person is faced with, if he's able to develop machsi and feel it, he's a very lucky individual. Because no matter how many things are going on outside, he's protected. He is under the Rabbeinu Shalom's jurisdiction. It's not his problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. Yes, it takes effort. But the more we work on it, and the more we feel it, the more we will be protected in every situation.